This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. At least 40 people have been killed, 60 wounded in Israeli strikes on Mawasi in the Gaza Strip, according to the Palestinian Wafa News Agency. It targeted a humanitarian area in the Gaza Strip, and authorities say dozens of Palestinians were killed and wounded. Details about the strike early Tuesday in Mawasi coastal community were not very Meanwhile, an Israeli civilian who was shot dead at the border crossing between Jordan and the occupied West Bank was buried at a funeral Monday. The man was among three killed Sunday by a Jordanian truck driver at a commercial cargo area at a border crossing before the assailant was then shot dead himself. It was the first attack of its kind along the border with Jordan since October 7th. And Palestinian Islamist group Hamas carried out an assault on southern Israel. Germany's government announced on Monday it is implementing temporary controls at all of the country's land borders in an attempt to tackle irregular migration and protect the public. Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino.
The controls are set to begin on September 16th and last for 6 months. Nancy Faeser is the country's interior minister.
I have ordered this today and have already informed the EU. This will serve to further limit irregular migration and protect against the acute dangers posed by Islamist terror and serious crime. We are doing everything we can to better protect the people in our country against this.
Germany has hardened its stance on migration in recent years, and the government is scrambling to retake the initiative after support for the far-right Alternative for Germany, or AfD, has surged over the issue.
That's Reuters correspondent Olivia Zolino reporting. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Ukrainian official says that Iranian missiles in Russia are legitimate targets. More from AP correspondent Chelsea Ledesma.
A senior Ukrainian official says Western partner countries must allow Ukraine to use weapons they have supplied to strike military warehouses inside Russia because of strong suspicions Iran is fueling the Kremlin's war machine. The U.S. has told allies it believes Tehran has sent short-range ballistic missiles to Russia. Two people familiar with the matter told the AP at the weekend. Andriy Yermak says on his Telegram channel, in response to this supply, Ukraine must be allowed to destroy warehouses storing these missiles with Western weapons in order to avoid terror. He didn't specify which country is supplying the missiles. Western countries supporting Ukraine have hesitated to let its military strike targets on Russian soil, fearing they could be sucked into the war. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Britain's Princess Kate said Monday that she had finished her course of preventative chemotherapy for cancer. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reporting.
Kensington Palace released video conveying a personal message from the Princess of Wales, who appears with her husband, Prince William, and their three young children, George, Louis, and Charlotte. The 42-year-old wife of the heir to Britain's throne underwent major abdominal surgery in January, which revealed the presence of cancer. Kate said the treatment gave her a new perspective.
This time has above all reminded William and me to reflect and be grateful for the simple yet important things in life, which so many of us often take for granted, of simply loving and being loved.
Kate said she would be carrying out a handful of public engagements later this year.
That is Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer faces an early test of his young premiership Tuesday when lawmakers vote on a controversial plan to end fuel benefits for millions of pensioners. The proposed cuts have sparked anger among some MPs within the ruling Labour Party and set up the first flashpoint with its union backers since Starmer took effect in July. The Fuhrer highlights the challenging in the faces of Britain's centre-left leader as he tries to fix an economy. He says the previous Conservative government broke while also keeping supporters on the sideline. And an operation to send an extendable robot into one of the three damaged reactors at Fukushima nuclear power plant to bring back a tiny gravel of melted fuel debris has resumed nearly 3 weeks after its earlier attempts was suspended due to a technical issue. Collection of a tiny sample of the spent fuel debris inside of the Unit 2 reactor marks the start of the most challenging part of the decades-long decommissioning. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.